from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. 9 of the 11 Charlotte City Council members now say they support pausing the I-77 toll lanes project in the face of intense neighborhood opposition. Mayor Vi Lyles agreed Monday night to move up council's discussion of the highway to the city's retreat on Monday. Steve Harrison has details.
Toll lane opponents packed the city council chamber with signs urging the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization to stop the I-77 expansion now. McCrory Heights President Sean Langley said the opponents have one request.
Our ask tonight is very simple. Pause the project. Let's have meaningful community engagement, but our ask tonight is to pause this project.
All council members agree, except Ed Driggs. He's the city's point person on transportation and who helped guide the toll lanes through the initial council approval. But while council can ask for a delay, it may need to take tougher action by ordering Driggs to bring forth a resolution to CRTPO to stop the project. Charlotte would then need two or three additional local governments to join. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
Three people were injured when a small aircraft overturned while landing Monday at the Charlotte Monroe Executive Airport. Officials say the single-engine airplane landed nearly 300 feet from the runway, and all aboard were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The airport has been closed as investigators review the crash. Charlotte City Council held a budget workshop Monday afternoon and heard it might take more money and maybe more taxes to fill vacancies in the police department. Kenneth Lee has more.
The Charlotte City Council held a workshop Monday to outline priorities for next year's budget. Key areas include investments in city operations, fleet maintenance for emergency services, and managing overtime costs and public safety. The city also saw a small uptick in vacancies of sworn police officers, rising from 8.6% in 2025 to 9% this year. Councilmember Dimple Ashmira said that's concerning.
As the chief said at the hearing, that we are falling behind when we compare our city to other neighboring towns and municipalities.
City officials said much of the vacancy rate stems from retirements, with 80 to 90 officers reaching that milestone each year. Councilmember Dante Anderson said it might be time to look at raising taxes to pay for more public safety. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
Last month's winter storm pushed North Carolina's energy grid to its limit. Now the resulting power bills are turning heads. Zachary Turner has more on what most likely happened.
Rates for Duke Energy Carolina's customers rose about 4% in January, even as customers around Charlotte used about 15% more energy for heating than the month before. Rates for Duke Energy Progress customers remained the same, and Piedmont Natural Gas actually decreased. For some, the bills are a much larger burden, said Carol Hardison, CEO of Crisis Assistance Ministry. Her organization offers financial assistance to folks struggling with utility bills.
It's unbelievable. You'll see someone in a couple-bedroom apartment, and it will be $300 or $400.
Older apartments with poor insulation lose heat much faster, jacking up winter heating bills. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson says FEMA is ignoring a court order to disperse $200 million in climate resiliency funds to North Carolina. BPR's Laura Hackett reports that North Carolina joined more than 20 other states in filing a motion to enforce payment.
Federal court ordered FEMA in December to pay out all of the previously approved projects for the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities program. The projects have been left in limbo for nearly a year. One of the towns that is still waiting is Hickory, which was supposed to receive millions of dollars to protect a wastewater treatment center from hazardous flooding. But despite that court order, Hickory has not seen any of the money. It's the same story for at least several other communities. Buncombe County has had to put a study about flooding vulnerabilities on hold. In Hillsborough, a project that would relocate a water pump station out of a floodplain has stalled. Attorney General Jeff Jackson says he's fighting to make sure all outstanding funds are delivered.
The court told FEMA that it had to provide the funding that it had promised all of those towns. But as of today, FEMA has not provided that funding. So we're taking them back to court. We believe they are now defying a lawful court order.
A spokesperson from FEMA denied these claims and told BPR that the agency is, quote, fully complying with all court orders. I'm Laura Hackett, North Carolina Public Radio.
The man who was shot and killed by Secret Service agents outside Mar-a-Lago on Sunday was a 21-year-old from Moore County. Austin Tucker Martin graduated high school in 2023 in the town of Cameron. He had also been reported missing by family members earlier on Sunday. Officials in Palm Beach say Martin was shot while approaching President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort with a gas can and a shotgun. Officials have not released a possible motive. A Charlotte woman is facing numerous charges after police say she stole nearly $8,000 worth of merchandise from the Lululemon store in Southend. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police say 36-year-old Quatoya Morrison is facing charges of felony larceny, conspiracy, and common law robbery. The investigation began when loss prevention staff at the Atherton Mill Lululemon reported the theft on February 11th. Officers were able to track the suspect's vehicle and take her into custody. Travelers at Charlotte Douglas Airport are still able to use TSA PreCheck despite some airports having the service suspended due to the partial government shutdown. However, passengers are also dealing with the effects of a northeast snowstorm. According to the flight tracking software FlightAware, over 150 flights were canceled Monday, over 40 delayed. For the latest flight information, check cltairport.com or contact your airline. In South Carolina, the body of the Reverend Jesse Jackson will lie in state in Columbia at the State House on Monday. That comes at the request of Jackson's family and numerous members of the South Carolina General Assembly. Governor Henry McMaster has directed that flags at the State House be lowered to half staff from sunrise to sunset the same day in honor of the civil rights leader. Jackson was born in Greenville in 1941. He died last week at the age of 84. The new 485 Express toll lanes are expected to open along the outer belt this weekend. There's still some work to be done, however, and NCDOT says lane closures for striping are still planned between Nations Ford Road and I-77 between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. The left lanes will be closed near bridges while the work is underway. And for Tuesday, February 24th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.